You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Galen Leslie founded Crawford Street Skincare after she had a bad allergic reaction to a commercial face cream. With her background as an investigative journalist, she did some snooping and was surprised to discover just how many chemicals go into mass-market beauty products. What resulted was a natural skincare brand made in small batches in Toronto, on Crawford Street no less. Today, Galen is here to tell us how she went from whipping up products for a close circle of friends to running a successful brand with a loyal following.
So I was a journalist for 15 years. I was an investigative television producer. I worked for the major networks here in Toronto. I did a lot of investigative stories about environmental health issues. We were working on a lot of stories about chemicals in our everyday environments that people are unaware of. And when I started to look at the skincare products that I was using and that I was using on my children and in our family, I realized that there were a lot of chemicals in our skincare products, some of them quite serious, heavy-duty chemicals, and that led me to research what those chemicals were. It kind of terrified me. That led me to start looking at why they were there. I started by reading some books that were put out by women in England and looking at some of the older lines of European cosmetics. That led me to look even further back to, you know, what was Cleopatra using? What was Marie Antoinette using? What were the French and the Italians and the English using 500 years ago? Because they all had cosmetics and they all had perfumes and they all had skincare and they took baths. All of those ingredients had been used for many, many years, and I just started to discover them. Oh, I didn't realize that olive oil wasn't just something that you cooked with. It was actually something that you could use on your body. My business started as a hobby. I started to use my own products and I would take them with me when I went on, say, a girls' weekend. And then the women that I was with would want me to make the same thing for them. And one day a friend of mine approached me and said, I'd like to give some of your products to a friend of mine who just found out she had breast cancer. It turned out that the woman who she was giving the gift to was Jill Deakin, who's quite well-known reporter here in Toronto. And Jill was writing a book, and the book was called There's Lead in Your Lipstick. And she called me up and she said, I love your deodorant. It's the only natural deodorant I've ever tried that actually works. I need more of it, and I want to put you in my book. And I said, great, that's fantastic. And she said, yeah, but you're going to need a website and a business and somewhere for people to go to buy this product. So my husband and I, he's in marketing. We quickly bought a domain name and set up a website. Then one day I got a call from a store here in Toronto called The Big Carrot, which is a very well-known health food store. And they said, we want to get your deodorant into the store. And I thought, okay. They started ordering the deodorant, and I just made the decision to take the leap and say, maybe this is something I could do for a living and not just as a hobby anymore. We have a lab, a dedicated lab now that we work in, but we are still a small batch company, so we are making our products in small batches, and the reason that we do that is because quality is the most important thing to us, and we want to maintain the integrity and the quality of the product, so we don't want to outsource it at this point. I knew I wanted a name that was international, and I thought, there's probably a Crawford Street in every major city in the world. New York, London, LA. I mean, Crawford Street was sort of an international name. It's the street I live on. And I also wanted a name that was gender neutral. I wanted the products to be appealing to men and women. So I wanted to keep the name something that would appeal to both genders. The world was changing when I created Crawford Street, and the differentiation between men's skincare products and women's skincare products was becoming less and less. Actually, men were becoming more interested in trying skincare products, things that they would never have used before. I mean, a man might have used an aftershave cream or a, you know, maybe a cologne, but that's it. Not a moisturizer, not an eye cream, not a lip balm. But in the last 10 years, that's changed incredibly. Initially, with the packaging and the branding, I knew that I wanted that apothecary look, that old brown bottles with simple labels, black and white. Our first labels were black and white, and again, gender neutral. I didn't want, you know, leaves and flowers and all that sort of natural green stuff on my labels. I wanted them to be very sophisticated. I wanted them to say this is a luxury product. The initial labels were very simple, black and white. From there, we recently rebranded and we've kind of tweaked the labels a little bit. So we kept the apothecary feel. We've moved to all glass bottles, still in the brown glass. Our customers were asking for less plastic, and we really believed that that was the right way to go. Going forward into the future, what's important to me is that we teach people about natural skincare products, and that going forward, our customers realize that beauty comes from within, and what you put on your skin should really be there to enhance what's already there. Don't be looking for the panacea in a bottle. There was an Italian educator named Emilio Reggia. His point of view of educating children was that children were a vessel that needed to be emptied, as opposed to traditional educators who felt like children were a vessel that needed to be filled up. And we think the same thing about beauty. And their skincare products should bring that beauty out and should enhance what's already there.
Thanks very much to Galen Leslie for coming in and sharing her story and the story of Crawford Street Skincare. This show was produced by Thomas Lewis and Gaia Lutz and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.